Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to turn your life around. Put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. We have had some wonderful anointing services in time past in the jails and the prisons. Praise God. And we're getting ready to go back again. Praise God, to do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. When we always here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've been doing a teaching series on living holy as husband and wives, because when you say you're a Christian, you're supposed to show good fruit. Amen. We're supposed to demonstrate it to the world that we are a changed man and a changed woman, that they might know Christ bring forth a change. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. When Christ comes in the life of a person, their whole life changes. Your attitude, your actions, how you conduct yourself. All that changes because Christ brings forth a change. It works on the inside and shows on the outside. There are some Christians say they changed, but you don't see it, not even on the outside. And there are some people try to mock the holy people by looking like them on the outside, but their inside is not changed. But when Christ comes in you, He changes both the inside and the outside, because what's on the inside will show on the outside. I'm telling you, if you're saved on the inside, it will show on the outside. But when people have the world in their heart and on the inside, then that shows on the outside. Praise the Lord. But Christ bring forth a change. And Jesus come to save men's and women's, boys and girls, from their sins, and take sin out of us and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to make us new creatures in Christ Jesus, born again, praise God, by the blood of the Lamb of God. Candidates to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Praise God. Amen. And when Christ comes in us, we'll be able to live a life with victory over sin and be examples. Husbands will love their wives, and wife will love their husband. Amen. Now, we talked about certain topics in a marriage that will break up a marriage. Amen. Poor communications, bitterness, unforgiveness. Amen. Anger and abuse. We talked about that. Amen. Being able to, talking about financial irresponsibility. We talked about that. Amen. Alcohol and abuse. We talked hit on that. Sexual immorality. Praise God. Amen. When Christ come in us, we do not commit fornication and adultery. So the Lord will save you from the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh goes out. Amen. We supposed to keep ourselves pure in the eyes of God. Even the young people, you supposed to keep yourself pure. I know we're living in a world today, in 2023, anything goes. You might as well say. But not with God. God's standard is for us to live holy. What the world doing is not right. You never follow the crowd, because the crowd is heading in the wrong direction. Jesus said, for wide is the gate, broad is the way to lead to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat. Do not follow the crowd. Just because the crowd is doing it, don't make it right. Everybody's shacking up. It don't make it right. If people are committing adultery, cheating in their marriage, it does not make it right. But Jesus said, for straight is the gate, and narrow is the way to leave it to light. Few. Let me emphasize that word few. Few there be that find it. Let you know, do not follow the crowd. But if you want to follow somebody, follow Jesus. Because Jesus will lead you straight to heaven. The crowd is going to hell. You heard me? But Jesus will carry you to heaven. Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way that we should follow. I'd rather to obey what the Bible said than to follow the crowd. And we need to do what pleasing in the eyes of God. When you are saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, you want to live your life to please God. Not to please man, but to please God. Because God's standard is higher than man's. I'm telling you. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say in Ephesians 5 and 25?
Ephesians 5 and 25. It said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Now, husbands should love your wife. You don't beat on them. You don't fuss them out. You don't call them derogatory names. But you treat them with care and love, because they are part of you. Just like Christ loved the church. The Lord loved us. He gave himself for us, that he might cleanse us and sanctify us. Amen. With the word of God. And deliver us from sin, so we can serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness all the days. Not just some days, but every day. All the days of our life. The Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning. Not just prayer meeting Christians. But 24-hour Christians. Because holiness covers every part of your life. Some people saying they saved, but you can't tell them from the world. I'm telling you, praise God. They act just like the world. Conduct themselves just like the world. I'm telling you, that's not holiness. But when you're a child of God, there's a difference between you and the world. People can look at you and see there's a change. By the way you conduct yourself in your home, how you talk in your family, how you treat your children, how you love your wife, love your husband, how you conduct yourself on the job, walking downtown, people will see a change in you, because holiness bring forth a change, a big change. We, them holy people, just sang a song, Missionary Velvet. There's been a great change since I've been born.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when the Lord come in us, there's a great change, not just a small change, but a great change. When Christ come in you, you will sanctify yourself, separate yourself from the world. And the world comes out of you. And you'll be able to live holy to let people know Christ makes a difference. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to, amen, talk about this more later on this month. Right now, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the for today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, change their lives. Turn their lives around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise in the song of there's been a great change since I've been born. When the Lord come into your life, he will change you and make a difference. But you got to allow him to continue to live and walk in you each and every day. You hear the message that Ella Holmes is preaching, hear the prayer, the Lord can do anything but fail. So you believe that the Lord can continue to mold you and make you into who you need to be. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. You are not forgotten. And so all you have to do is give whatever you have on your heart and mind to Jesus, and he will work it out. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord will continue to guide and lead you also. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, and whatsoever God has promised. You believe that God can work a miracle in your life, and he will not disappoint you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon as we get a green light, we're going back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write for Spanish material, because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Today's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.